The steady pace of Indianapolis, Indiana is certainly ramped up as the annual NFL Combine comes to town. As the city transforms in look and feel, there is also a sense of anticipation and excitement as hundreds of hopefuls converge for a chance to showcase their talents. The information collected during the combine heavily influences the outcome of the draft, and those being evaluated are very aware of the pressure to impress. Metric data in a number of categories is measured to determine strength, speed, and explosiveness, a process that creates separation between the leaders and the pack. Watching from above, coaches and scouts get to witness live what they've mostly only viewed on tape. Information gathered here will further what they already have and will help in their final evaluation. As the days progress, new Eagles coach Chip Kelly and general manager Howie Roseman update the media on how things are evolving.
I've watched every game, you know, watched every cut-up of all our current players, but till you really get a chance to see them in person in our first mini camp, you don't really know. The film will tell you a lot, but it doesn't tell you everything. So, you know, part of making decisions is about meeting them as players and kind of finding out what their work ethic's like, what they're like on the practice field, what they're like in the weight room, and really excited about when that opportunity comes up. But, you know, from a film work standpoint, we've exhausted every tape we could on these guys, but still, you're never going to know until you get a chance to be with them and interact with them and see what they're all about.
For us, we want to make sure that we're evaluating the players. We're not downgrading them for the particular position they're playing. We're sticking to our definitions of the player and grading them appropriately. And then when we get in the draft room, we're going to stick them up right there, and we want to take the best player.
Just as important as being skilled on the field, a player's off-the-field demeanor can make or break his chances with a team's courtship. This time to get together is also beneficial to the draftee as he considers the possibility of becoming an Eagle.
How long have you been playing left tackle for?
1 year.
For 1 year? What did you play before left tackle?
Right tackle.
What did you play before you played right tackle?
D-end and tight end.
Okay. What did you play before you played D-end and
tight end?
You're a quarterback. What'd you like the best? No, honestly.
I like playing tackle better.
Yeah, that's good.
But
looking at you as a tackle.
Yeah, but before
really, 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 and on your heart, what'd you like playing the best?
As far as practicing wise, it'd be quarterback. You're not hitting me, you're not doing.
Thank you for being honest. That's good.
Dr. Ertz.
Hey, Dr. Roseman, nice to see you.
Zach, you going to tell everybody you were out of bounds in our game on that catch?
I was not out of bounds. They overturned it.
I know they overturned it, but do you think you were in, or did you?
I don't know. I know I caught it.
I know you caught it.
That's why I'm saying I didn't catch it at first, but I don't know about the out of bounds.
I think you're out. But it was a hell of a catch.
Thank you.
NFL franchises are certainly not the only ones interested in getting to know these men. The hundreds of media members who have gathered for this experience are curious as to what the players are feeling and are standing by to inform the fans around the globe.
You see some of the athletes coming out now. I mean, Rob Gronkowski is a heck of a football player. Jimmy Graham was a basketball player until he made that transition. So I think you see some of these big guys that can do very multiple things, and I think that kind of speaks volumes about the position.
I would say, yeah, I'm a traditional drop-back quarterback, passing quarterback. At the same time, I definitely believe I have the quickness, the pocket mobility to avoid what it takes to, you know, get out of the pocket. I think my throwing on the run is great, and I have complete confidence in that. I believe that, yeah, I'm strong enough to make every throw, move in the pocket, and make guys miss.
The long days in Indianapolis cannot ensure a guaranteed star in April's draft. And even then, the payoff of those players drafted cannot be fully measured until years down the road.